Stay tuned. There's a Bright Side Somewhere is coming up next with the Reverend Kim L. Singletary. Stay tuned at 2 p.m.
of America. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA. ACRA.
Perfect. ACRA. Thank you.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
And good morning. Wow, we finished a little early with the intros today, didn't we? Well, beloved, good morning. This is Reverend Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC. And we are just so glad to be back. Oh, so much is going on. My. We hear so much of things that are going on today. And, you know, we try to deal with some of that while we're here. And I just come by here to let you know that no matter how gray the day or how dark the clouds may be, there is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me at WGXC. Listen, beloved, we are here, and we are in our pledge drive, and we are looking for you, our beloved listening family, to help us do what we do. So if you have not done so yet, or perhaps you have become a supporter with either a monthly sustaining gift or with a one-time donation, if you haven't done that yet, do so. If you've done it already and you want to up the ante a little bit, we invite you to call in today. You can call in at 518-697-7400. That is 518-697-7400. You can also write in at Wayfarm 5662, Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. That is 5662, Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And guess what else you can do, beloved? You can go online. You can go online. Some of us, you know, we like doing that old school thing. We like to put that check or that money order in the envelope and address it and put that stamp on it and have that connection to it and watch it go on through the post and, you know, get to where it's got to go. That's wonderful. We want you to do that, too. But you can if you're that tech savvy, computer literate person and you do your stuff online. Then check us out at WGXC.org/donate. That is WGXC.org/donate. So we are looking to get 250 new sustaining members. That's 250 monthly partners to help sustain and keep us on the air. Beloved, when you give, we get to live right here, and we get to keep on giving you the music that you want to hear, the conversation you want to hear, and all the good stuff. We have such a diverse programming family here at WGXC. We have some wonderful programmers and guest speakers and visitors. It gives you a little bit about what's going on in our local community. We give you a little bit about what's going on in our national conversation. And I don't know of anywhere else that you get all of that the way you get it right here. So we are asking for your support today. And the pledge drive number, again, if you needed to get a minute to go get a pen and a pad or a paper or your iPad or whatever you do, I want to give you that opportunity. It is 697-518-697-7400. That is for our callers to call in today. And when you call in today, I do hope that you will say that you will calling in and donating today, that you can give something to the WGXC. Pardon me, I'm multitasking. You would give something to the WGXC Pullover Pledge Drive, and that you're doing it because you like what you're hearing right here, and there's a bright side somewhere. How about that? All right. So, beloved, please give us your support. We are looking for 250 sustaining members, and I'm giving a big push to this because I haven't had a chance to listen, but yesterday, by the last time I listened on yesterday, we were in the 30s on our new sustaining members. And so we've got a hill to climb to get to that 250. And we hope that you will help us out with that today. All right. So we are going to be having in the studio with us today a dear woman. And she just texted me, said that she is on her way. She's going to be in here with us today to help us lift up and highlight the issue of domestic violence, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we are very happy to be able to invite her to come and share with us today and to give some more highlight and attention to that situation. And so we'll be looking forward to sharing that with you. There are some things going on as well. We have, and I want to get these things out the way before Rebecca gets here, because we might get into the conversation. I run out of time, as I sometimes do. So I want to just also remind people that the absentee ballots, if you are wanting to participate in this voting process, but you're not going to be around town, you're not going to be home or even in the country, you can vote by absentee ballot. And those ballots, they have to be, you have to have them a week in advance, I believe it is. So that means October 30th is the cutoff for getting those absentee ballots. So we want you to do that. All right. And also, we want you to know that November 6th, I don't know who would not know at this point, but November 6th is Election Day. I believe there's going to be some things going on here in the community of Hudson to help get out the vote. And that's what we want to push today as well. We want people to help people get out there and vote this November. It'll November to remember, right? but there are people who can't get out. They are homebound. And if they're homebound, they can do an absentee ballot. There are people who take care of people who are homebound and can't get out. And that's an opportunity for us in the community to say, hey, I'll come and sit for you while you go, or I'll get that absentee ballot and get it to you. There are people who don't have transportation. And that's another opportunity, right, for us to say, hey, I'll pick you up on my way out. You know, I'll pick you up and we can go together. Then we have, you know, those folks who have to work, you know, and can't get off, don't work in the area and can't get here during the voting times. But guess what? You can pardon me again. That thing that's going around has been trying to get me for a couple of days, but we're not going to let it, right? I'm not going to let it. I'm doing my best, and I bet you're doing your best too. But anyway, you know, if somebody's got to work and they can't get out, then that's an opportunity too for us to say, hey, I got you. And I'm going to get you that that absentee ballot, or you can request that absentee ballot. Get that ballot and do your thing, right? All right, beloved. Well, those are my announcements for this morning, and I'm so glad I have this opportunity to share these things with you. And we may get back to sharing some of them again. So if you missed it the first time around, hopefully we'll do it again before we close out our program for today. But this is our pledge, pullover pledge drive. Again, I'm going to just touch on that for a quick moment. Looking for 250 new sustaining, that means monthly supporters. And not even, I'm just asking for folks who can squeeze out $5. You can squeeze out $5 a month. That's like $60 a year. And that will help us tremendously on this end to stay on the air. All right. So if you're out there and you like what you hear, consider becoming a sustaining pledge drive partner with us. How about that? Well, beloved, I am going to get into the music part of our program today, and want to play a little bit of King and Country for you. And this song is called, it's called Joy. Oh, my goodness. And I'm going to share this song with you as well. King and Country with Joy. They got a little bit of intro on that song, and I'm just going to talk a little bit before they get to the song, because I don't know all that intro stuff they talk about on the song if you want to really hear this, but it's going to come on in a minute. So while I'm doing that and waiting for the song to play up, I want to also give a shout out to my brother Eddie, who is celebrating his birthday this month, and to Ms. Dolores Waddell, celebrating her birthday today here at Brightside Somewhere. Happy birthday to you. This is Joy. Okay, so I'm having a little bit of difficulty with. Okay, so I'm having a little bit of difficulty with my connection. It's giving me a little resistance right here, right now. Don't know what that's going on. All right. Well, maybe I'll get this cord plugged up in here. Seems to be not wanting to listen for me. Oh, I have to take it out of that. Okay. Oh, see, there was a little rubber bandy thing around there. Okay, let's see if that'll do it. I'm still not hearing it, my dear. I hear it quite well. Quite well. I hear it quite well on this end, but not on their end. How do we do that? All right, issues. We're always dealing with the issues over here, but anyway, pardon me again. I'm having an issue over here and an issue over there. Here, an issue. There, an issue. Everywhere, issue. Well, don't leave me there. We're going to figure this one out for you guys. So let me just talk a little bit more about Domestic Violence Month. Has been with us before. As a matter of fact, she has been a regular here with us. And we're really glad that she's able to come back again. There you go. You see, if you at first you don't succeed, you try and try again. Here it is, King and Country. I'll shout it on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hear my prayer tonight. I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice. Let me testify. Oh, hear my prayer tonight. Cause this is do or die. The time has come to make a choice. And I choose. Let it move, yeah, I choose. I need that joy, 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 joy down in my heart to stay. We need some joy. I want to spread a little joy out there today, too. Matter of fact, I'm on a mission to keep spreading joy on WGXC and inviting you to partner with me. Become a sustaining monthly supporter during our pullover pledge drive, will you please? Our pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. That is 518-697-7400. And if you want to do it online, you want to make that pledge, make that donation, it is at wgxc.org/donate. wgxc/donate. You know, if you like what you hear around here, we need you to help us to keep on doing what we do. So please think of us. $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can give. If you want to give a one-time gift, you know, it's easier and convenient. You know, you might want to give, but you just don't have it, or you think you're going to give later, and then you find out that, you know, you don't have it. But if you, you know, sign up and become one of our sustaining supporters at $5 a month, that's just like a, you know, a cup of coffee at some of these coffee shops. It might be somebody's little snack at the movie theater. And, you know, you sacrifice that and help us out. Fifty new sustaining monthly supporters, and you can be one of those. All right, so come on and help us out and help us stay on the air. We are here again. It is Domestic Violence Month, and we're going to be talking about some of that. We do have someone coming in to talk with us a little bit on that. a little later. And we hope you'll tune in. And if you know somebody that, you know, needs some encouragement, needs some information, some resource, some connection, we want people to know that we are not alone. We want people to choose joy. Even if it's a bad day, God is still a good God. I do believe that. And so we hope that you'll help us get that word out today. We want to play some more music for you coming up in a moment. We're going to be having that conversation. I didn't read the whole text, so maybe I should have taken the time to do that. I know she said that she was going to be here as soon as she can. I don't know if that gave me a time frame or whatever. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Someone, Flavor Flav. Do y'all know Flavor Flav? Y'all know Flavor Flav. Don't be embarrassed to say you know who Flavor Flav is. But anyway, he had this saying, and of course I picked up on it because he told somebody to do a Kim. Do a Kim. Keep it moving. Do a Kim. Keep it moving. So that's my thing for now. We're going to keep it moving. And we are going to try this again. All right. So we got a song here that we want to share by Mary Mary. And it's entitled Take Those Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance, because I want to praise you. You know, take those shackles off my technology because I want to praise you. So let's see if we can get this one going for you. Okay, volume is a little bit low. Let's see if we can work that one out. May have to turn up your radio a little bit to hear this one, because I got my volume up as high as it's going to go, you know? Take them off, take them off. Take them shackles off my feet so I can dance. I'm sending it out to all my domestic violence survivors. all those who might be caught up in that situation. We praying you through. We blessing you through. Amen. And get them shackles off. That's the prayer today. Get them shackles off. It doesn't have to be domestic violence either. You can have another kind of shackle. Some people are dealing with health issues, and some people are dealing with financial issues, and some people are dealing with frenemies and enemies, and, you know, people try to hold you down, hold you back, shut you down, shut you up. Get them shackles off my feet, God, so I can dance. I just want to praise you. My goodness, God knows it's kind of hard to praise him, but I think the praise is even sweeter. I think it's even sweeter when we're going through something and we don't let it get to us, right? We just keep on praising him, believing it. You know, there's going to be a bright side to all of this. Going to be a testimony. And I go through this test, I'm not just going to moan about it. I'm going to have a testimony. I'm going to tell somebody about how he brought me out. Get them shackles off my feet so I can dance. All right. Well, guess what, folks? Our guest has arrived. So we're going to be transitioning into that conversation. But again, I told y'all I'm hot and heavy today. I'm pushing this pullover pledge drive because we need you to help us get through to our goal of 250 new sustaining monthly supporters. We need you. All right. And, you know, some people can do more than the $5 and more than the $10. We welcome them. We welcome them. But don't think that, you know, you can't do anything. And listen, even if it's a dollar, my goodness, if 250 people gave a dollar, that'd be $250 more a month than we have right now from you, right? So, we certainly want to invite anybody to do what you can. A dollar a month and 50 cents, damn, $1.50, you know, and help us out. But truly, little becomes much when we put it together. All right. So I want to say hello to Miss Rebecca Amarilla.
You got it pretty close. Alamillo.
Alamillo.
It stumps people.
It's true, because you're really ready to say A-R, but yeah. It's A-L. And but she's here from Community Action, and she's no stranger to our WGXC audience.
I'm not.
And it's just my delight to, and she's no stranger to me, but I want to take the opportunity to welcome you to the Bright Side Somewhere program and to our Bright Siders.
Well, good morning and thank you. I'm sorry for running kind of late.
That's quite all right. I've given me an opportunity to just jiggle and jaggle and chew it up a little bit.
Oh, good.
Put that pitch in for our pledge drive. But I told the people before you got here that you are no stranger to WGXC. As a matter of fact, you were on last week.
I was on the Drive Time radio show in the afternoon.
Yes. And so this is basically a part two.
It is.
Yeah, so this is a continuation of that conversation. If you missed the conversation last week and you want to hear, you know, some of that, tune into our audio archive. That's something you're able to do because you support us and keep us doing what we do. So you can go in the audio archive at the WGXC.org link, and you can look up the Drive Time show for last Wednesday, and you'll hear some more about what we're here to talk about today, which is domestic violence awareness. And we touched on this a little bit last week. You know, we thankful for our guest we had last week, Pastor Bob, last time. It wasn't last week, the week before. But Pastor Bob and Pastor George from California were here. Pastor Jeff Hainer from Valencia was here. And we were talking about, you know, what they're doing in terms of ministry and stuff. And we had a chance to even talk a little bit about domestic violence. But here's someone with boots on the ground, hands on the situation all day, 5 days a week and plus. And so, first of all, I want to give you a chance. Like I said, some of our Bright Side listeners may not have heard from you before. So I would like to extend to you the opportunity that I give all my guests to give a self-introduction. What is it that you would like them to know about Miss Rebecca Alamillo?
I am Rebecca Alamillo with Community Action of Greene County, and I work in the Columbia Greene Domestic Violence Program. What I want everyone to walk away from this show today with is the knowledge that there is a comprehensive domestic violence agency in Columbia and Greene counties. We have two domestic violence shelters, one in each county. We have a transitional apartment building that our shelter residents can move into that is very low cost for a short 6-month lease. We have an aftercare coordinator who stays with the residents, former shelter residents who move into our communities for another 6 months if they desire that service. And we have two non-residential offices that attend to the needs and serve victims in our community who have not gone into shelter.
You know, I'm just, I guess to say, proud to be here in our community, certainly here in the United States of America, where attention is given to this situation.
Yes.
The fact that with all this information that is given and all the things that we do, we still have an issue.
We do.
We still have an issue. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I'm going to put you on the hook for a minute too, because one of the reasons I offer that invitation to give a self-introduction about who you are is mm-hmm. because a lot of times we jump right into what we do.
And I jumped right into what I do. But for me, what I do is so intrinsically tied to who I am. This is something that I've worked professionally in for 20 years. I started my career in victim services with the REACH Center, which is the local rape crisis center, and started with Columbia Green Domestic Violence 15 years ago. And it's more than a job. It's who I am. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to pull it out of you.
Go ahead. Pull it, Kim. Go ahead.
I'm going to pull it out of you.
Go ahead.
I'm a social worker and a pastor. I gotta pull it out of you. Okay. All right. So who do you want our audience to know about you? Like, you know, pre this or post this, who are you?
I am all of those things.
Yeah, all of those.
I'm an
things.
Advocate. I am.
You're a mother.
A mother.
A wife.
A daughter.
A daughter, not a wife. Okay.
I'm an ex-wife, and I'm a good ex-wife.
You're a good ex-wife. See, that's helpful because everybody doesn't know there can be a good ex-wife and a bad ex-wife.
I have a fantastic relationship. My ex-husband is one of my best friends.
You see,
this he's is a the really kind good of dad.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
He's a fantastic father.
Yes.
And I'm blessed because we had a relationship that fell apart. There was no abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's okay to have a healthy divorce.
Mm-hmm.
What happens for a lot of my clients is that they want to be able to co-parent, and they want to have a healthy end to that relationship or a healthy divorce. And they can't. You can't do that when there's that imbalance of power and control
mm-hmm.
on one side of the relationship.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second, but I got to take a pause for the cause and give
Absolutely.
A shout out. You are listening to WGXC Acra, and we are here in the beautiful downtown Hudson studio at the First Presbyterian Church. That's where our studio is. It's in the lower level of the church. Yay.
It is.
And we have a studio over in Catskill, and we have a studio over in Acra. And so they're just making big moves, Tom and Galen and you know, the owners of the station, actually, just making big moves and making things happen. And we're just so happy to be here and to share. This is our fall pullover pledge drive. And, you know, the goal is not to bombard our listeners with pledge fund drives every quarter, you know,
right.
We don't want to keep doing this and taking away from the opportunity to give a quality conversation and entertainment, education, information, with pushing for donations. So this pullover pledge drive is our effort to just get us some sustaining supporters. So we know those dollars are coming in every month. We know that we can take care of bills. You know, if you give, we can live. That's the bottom line of it. We are donor supported, not beholden to any corporation or any governmental agency. So we need your support. All right. The number to call in is 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. You can give online at wgxc.org/donate. I'll repeat that. It is WGXC, our call letters, .org/donate. You can write in, send it in an envelope, that money order, that check, to Way Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. That is 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. So with all of that information, let us hear from you. Let us hear from you today. Remember to let them know that you came this way because Pastor Kim came this way and came at you. All right? That you're here to support us and the Bright Side Somewhere program and the station all together. Now I'm going to come back to my guest today, Miss Rebecca. And so you know, one of the things that you said before I took a pause for the cause is that everybody can't have a healthy divorce when there's an imbalance in power in the relationship.
Correct.
And so one of the things we talked about, is traits.
Traits of abusers.
Yeah. So talk about that a little bit for us.
We've been doing, Pastor Kim and I talked about the social media campaign that we're doing right now for October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And one of the things we're doing is traits of abusers. So that there are things that anyone can identify, or maybe even someone can identify in themselves and say, oh, I need to get help because I need to change this behavior. Mm-hmm. And some of the traits include moving a relationship forward really quickly. Mm-hmm. Forward really quickly. Mm-hmm. Going from, you know, dinner was nice. Mm-hmm. Going from, you know, dinner was nice to will you have my baby in a matter of months? And abusers do that so that they can get their victim in a position of usually before the first domestic violence incident occurs. Not always, but a lot of times.
So somebody who wants to push the relationship
forward
quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
And into a relationship that has a lifelong bond.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, matter of fact, I was watching an interview with Taraji Henson. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, you know, when she decided that she wanted to be a mother, and when she found out she was pregnant and decided she wanted to be a parent, that she knew the relationship was not good.
Right.
You know, and so, it, you know, making that decision, you know, that was not good, but making the decision to go ahead anyway. So sometimes when people find out that they are going to have a baby, then they make that relationship with that person solid, even though they know it's not good.
Right. Because we all have this. We all have the Disney dream in the back of our heads. Mm-hmm. The prince, the princess, the children, all living happily of us. It sweeps you off your feet. It must be true love. You should just move forward with that relationship. And that's not the way it works in a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are far worse things for children than to live in a house with two people in an unhealthy relationship. And it's not always a bad thing for kids to go, you know, to be co-parented by two people who live apart.
Mm-hmm. If they're both healthy and
if they're both healthy.
If they're both healthy and
if they're both healthy and a victim stay in unhealthy. Or in abusive relationships, and children are a major factor. Mm-hmm. New York State is a dual parenting state. And is family court says life at bay. The only exceptions to that are in cases of extreme abuse mm-hmm. of the child, mm-hmm. not of the other parent. It doesn't usually play in. Mm-hmm. So that is a lifetime at a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's one of the worst situations for a man or a woman, because we do know there are men who are battered and abused.
We do have, our agency actually works with men, women, and children. Mm-hmm. So our shelters are available to male, female, children, whole families. Mm-hmm. Whoever's in need.
All right.
And our crime victim program also works with anyone who's in need.
And we're going to do it again, but for our website address, people can check out to get more information about your services.
The Columbia Green Domestic Violence Hotline number, it's a 24/7 hotline, is 518-943-9211. And our website is www.cagcny.org.
Excellent, excellent. Well, before we continue with some good conversation and information, there's a song I'm going to play. I'm saying that determinedly, because we never know, do we? But this song is titled Diamonds Out of Dust. It's by Hawk Nelson. And we just think that this is appropriate. Because after you've gone through some of these things, and you have been crushed down in your spirit, and even sometimes it's physically you've almost been destroyed. But you know what? Diamonds come out of dust. Am I right about that?
That
diamonds
is true.
Come out of dust. And so, am I right about that?
That
diamonds
is true.
Come out of dust. And so I thought this song would be appropriate. And but why? Be appropriate. And but why? Appropriate. And but why? Just tell me why is it so? But you know what? Why is it so? But you know what? Why is it so? But you know what? If y'all contribute today, maybe I can get things. If y'all contribute today, maybe I can get things. What happened was somebody. My Wi-Fi thing. I believe. Here. Held under the pressure you left. I'm stressed.
Joy will be my strength when the pressure is on his making. When the pressure is on his making diamonds. Oh, the joy of him in diamonds. Oh, the joy of him in pressure. Oh, the joy of him in pressure on his making. Oh, Johnny's making all the people make it.
Diamonds out of dust. All right. I want you to shine. God wants you to shine too. And if you've been pushed down and beat down, I know, God, people have tried to do, okay? I'm going to tell you, and I'm still on my way. I ain't got there yet, beloved. I'm still on my way. But I tell you what, I know all the pressure makes diamonds out of dust. Amen.
That's right.
Somebody. Listen, we are here at the Pullover Pledge Drive. The Pullover Pledge Drive. Our number is 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. You can donate today. You can go online at wgxc.org/donate. Yes, you can. You can do that. Pull over. That's what the Pullover Pledge Drive is about, because a lot of people pick us up in the car, and that's most often the way I get to listen. Oh, I hear a phone ringing. Yes, keep them phones ringing. But the pullover part of the pledge drive is to say to all those listeners who are in the car, pull on over, or when you know you pull on over into that DD to get your coffee, or you pull on over to that, you know, Mickey D or wherever you going, and you pulling over, take a moment and call us up or go online and make that donation today. Okay, if you're home or at your desk and you can pull out that checkbook, write us out a check and send it in. Right, it's right in there, that note that, hey, Perpetual Optimist, Pastor Kim, that's where I'm at, and I'm sending this for her, sending this to you to do that. Keep that. There's a brighter. Some days I can't find it. I listen to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. It lifts me up when I think I'm on my way down. Please, we are trying to get our, I don't know, maybe one-fifth of the way there, a little over one-fifth of the way there. Last that I heard. So we need you to help us make it to that mountaintop, okay? You can send it in, call it in, go online and click it in. You can do all of that and help us out today. I am here with Miss Rebecca, and we are talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so last spring, I was invited by a woman that I had just recently met in the community. And she was out from out of the community. Mm-hmm. And she had moved here to get away from a situation. Was very happy here. You know, God is really doing some great things with your organization to help her get her life together. And she feels well supported and well, you know, understood. And so she invited me to this event that she was going to be speaking at. It was a wonderful event. The people who spoke were so brave and so bold to bear themselves.
They're an amazing bunch of speakers. They were amazing.
Okay. And so tell us, the project in the day was called the Clothesline Project.
That was our Clothesline Project event. Each year, the Reach Center and Columbia Green Domestic Violence get together. And we present the Clothesline Project worldwide is to remind people of the real meaning of violence statistics that are often overlooked. They're not something that we pay attention to. Mm-hmm. It originated in Hyannis, Massachusetts in 1990 when a member of the Cape Cod Women's Defense Agenda, at the same time during the Vietnam War, 58,000 soldiers were killed. In a certain time period in the Vietnam War. During the exact same time period in the United States, mm-hmm. 51,000 women were mm-hmm. killed by their intimate partner.
My God.
So it was, oh, wait a minute. This happened on home turf.
Mm-hmm.
Was not by what we consider enemy forces,
mm-hmm.
but 51,000 women lost their lives during the same time period that 58,000 of our soldiers lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep that clothesline going. And what the clothesline is T-shirts or even other items of clothing that are designed by victims and survivors of every kind of abuse. So we have T-shirts that are done by children who have been abused.
Mm-hmm.
We have T-shirts nationally. They only allow T-shirts by women and children. Locally, we have T-shirts by men, women, and children. Anyone who's been victimized, any type of crime. And we work together with the Reach Center of the Mental Health Association to bring that project to life at Columbia Green Community College. Last year, I think we had 300 shirts up, but I'm not positive on that number. I have been intimately involved with the Clothesline Project for the 19 years that we've had it in Columbia and Green counties locally on a regular basis.
Okay.
It was started here in Columbia County by Mary Bear at the Reach Center and their board of directors in conjunction even at that time with Columbia Green Domestic Violence. So the T-shirts stretch back for decades, and we cannot come close to displaying all of the T-shirts that we have at Columbia Green. It's just we've overgrown it.
If you've seen it anywhere, beloved, or if you haven't seen it yet, it is truly a sight to behold. It was at the Columbia Green Community College, and they had T-shirts hanging from the ceilings all along the walls. It was like hundreds of them that had been, you know, designed by people putting a thought, an inspirational message, a quote, their own words about their situation.
And every one of those T-shirts was done by a victim or survivor in Columbia and Green counties.
My Lord.
That is it. It's just Columbia and Green counties for our local clothesline project. And as I said, there are many, many T-shirts that don't even make it up to be displayed. We kind of try to rotate each year, and there's more T-shirts that come in every year. So the scope of victimization in our twin counties is astonishing.
It's astonishing. And that's why, you know, it was important to me to take the opportunity, even though you were on last week, to keep the conversation going, at
Absolutely.
Least while people's attentions are being pointed there, and particularly in this season of the year, because I'm concerned that oftentimes people listen to certain rhetoric and they don't make the connections. They don't connect the dots.
They don't connect on a level in what's happening, maybe in the next department over.
Maybe in the next department over. And, you know, what I'm also thinking of, I remember, this is something quite different, but when I went to Long Island to pastor and I wanted to do a dinner for Thanksgiving, for people who needed a meal for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the congregation, I love you all. I ain't going to say no names. I love you all and you love me still and I love that. But they, we don't have that here. We don't have that issue here, right? And they didn't want to do it. People like, well, that's a waste of time. I'm going to be with my family. You know, we don't have the people here. And I said, well, that's all right. Me and my family, we're going to do this. You know, my mama, my daddy, my son, we got this, you know. And we all came together and people came from the congregation came together and people from the community came.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
They came and they still do it.
Yeah.
You know, because there is a need. So sometimes
there is such a need.
The needs are there, but you don't see them. And if it's not in your circle, you know, what you
even
do from day to day.
Even if it's in your circle,
mm-hmm.
with domestic violence thrives on silence.
Oh, that's true.
And it thrives on deceit. Abusers do not abuse their victims frequently out in public
mm-hmm.
or in front of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's at home
mm-hmm.
in quiet behind closed doors.
True that. So this is another dot I need to connect. I hope. So this is another dot I need to connect. I hope to connect today. And that dot is the fact that when we talk about cutbacks, you mm-hmm. know, when we talk about, oh, you know, it's government interference and, you know, too much taxation. I have a friend, Pastor Iris, and she gives me this quote. I don't know if she's the originator of it.
I love Pastor Iris.
Okay. I don't know if she's the originator. I love her, too. We love her. We love you. I know she's listening.
Hi, Pastor Iris.
she says, if the living. she says, if to live more simply, we could simply live. Because when we talk, we could simply live. Because when we talking, we could simply live. Because when we talking about social programs. Because when we talking about social programs, you were telling me that there's an act that
we're waiting for the reauthorization against Biden's funding maybe at least victims in more domestic violence. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. But also his Violence Against Women Act funded or contributing to programs nationwide. So we're really, I was starting the campaign, reaching out to. Congresswomen, Senate, anyone we can talk to saying, please reauthorize this. These are vital services. Services that we offer victim and hope.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a movie about Ike and Tina Turner. If anybody's there with nothing but her clothes on, that's often the case, you know.
It is.
And sometimes, you know, if you have a relationship where there's an You know,
it is.
And sometimes, you know, if you have a relationship where there's an imbalance of power, you can't like get out of it. You know, relationship where there's an imbalance of power, you can't like get out of it. And then you have like being Henson, not. Balance of power, they can't light out of it. And then you have like being Henson, not that it was a better day, and think that it's on faith community to understand all God wants. And so even this talking about somebody might say act and an abuser, I don't want to lose my. Even this talking about somebody might say act and an abuser, I don't want to lose my.
Columbia County is increasingly and incredible. Mm-hmm. We have a district attorney, zero sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to lose your freedom. You don't want to lose your family.
That's right. That's right. And we don't want you to. We want you to shine. We want you to rise. We want you to come out of the dust. We want you to become a diamond, you know, and diamonds shine. And that's what we're talking about here, where there's a bright side somewhere. The sun is out there. The S-O-N and the S-U-N. Out there, right? listen, I just got slipped a note. Shout out to Dolores Prescott. And that's my mom, y'all.
Nice.
Mom just became a sustaining supporter. Now, you know, the rest of y'all need to come on and follow suit. Mama can't be the only one that's going to support up in here today. But I thank you for starting and paving the way, Mama. All right. Well, listen, the time has gone so quickly. God willing, we'll get you back again because there's more
anytime
we can talk about.
You know how to get a hold of me.
I do. And listen, out there in bright side of listening land, maybe you just happened onto our station today, or you call in, or I mean you tune in every week, every 2 weeks, the first and third Wednesdays is when I'm here, so you tune in then, and I do hear from you. I'm so delighted by the people, even programmers who tell me I listen to your show, or people in the streets say I listen to your show, you know, people that I know around the country, you know, will call in and say I got your show. So we know you're out there, and I just want you to know we love you. I love you. God loves you more. Can't do what I do without you. Bright side in WGXC, this is a listener supported, donor supported. We don't get any contributions or donations from government agencies or any controlling interests. It is the listeners who make this happen. So think of us today, our pullover pledge drive. The caller number is 518-697-7400. You can go online at wgxc.org/donate. You can write us at 5662 Route 23, Akron, New York. Rebecca, I'm so happy you stopped by today.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for what you do all the time for so many people, men, women, and children. And we're going to keep it moving. Remember the act, what is the name of the act that we're talking about? That we
Violence
need to
Against
get?
Women Act. Feel free to reach out to your local politicians. And remember, Columbia Greens Domestic Violence Hotline, 24/7, 518-943-9211.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, beloved. Well, we're going to get out of here. But listen, just want you to know I stopped by to decree and declare there is a bright side somewhere. Y'all hang in there. All right. We're going to go out with this few minutes that we have left with this song from Miss Yolanda Adams. And the name of this song is Still I Rise. We want to let you know. Hallelujah. You ain't going to go nowhere. You're going to be right here. All right. You're going to rise up out of this. You know what? I thought we were going to listen to Miss Yolanda Adams, but the wheel keeps spinning and spinning around. She's spinning around. So I think that happened to me last week. And at the last time I was here, and at the last minute, it came up. And I'm just going to have to find out how I can work with the equipment. I'm using a smartphone. I'm using a tablet. But we do have another piece of in technology here in the studio that I don't know how to work, but we're going to see if we can figure that out too, so we can get that to you. All right, beloved, it says it can't get loaded. Oh my, it can't load up. All right, well, listen, I'm going to try one. We're on our way out. God bless you, beloved. Ciao for now. Goodbye.